It is 9 o'clock on Monday, March 31st, 2025. I'd like to call order a special meeting of the Monclova Township Board of Trustees. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I appreciate everybody making the adjustment to their schedule to do this so I can make my Cincinnati appointment.
All right, the purpose of this special meeting is to have a public hearing for a proposed text amendment to our zoning code. So I will make a motion to adjourn from general session and go to a public hearing portion of the meeting.
Second.
Second by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Eric, you want to give us a summary?
Sure. I'll give
proposed
a brief
amendment.
Yeah, so Z17C386 is a text amendment to the Monclova Township Zoning Resolution to allow data centers in the AR Agricultural Residential District as a conditional use. So data centers are facilities housing computer equipment for storing and processing data. The Lucas County Planning Commission staff recommended approval of the request, and then the Planning Commission recommended approval at their March 27th meeting. The Monclova Township Zoning Commission at their March 29th meeting recommended approval of the request. And then the information was on the township website and printed copies were available at the administration offices as well.
Okay. And just to summarize, we don't have any requests currently pending, but
no.
We've heard informal there's a couple of site selectors looking at various sites around the township, including potentially one in Monclova Township with the data centers not addressed in the zoning code. This is the way to address that. And then as a conditional use, just for the record, why don't you explain that process if an applicant would come forward?
So for conditional use, it goes to our Board of Zoning Appeals, and basically they have to provide plans for the projects, you know, site plans, renderings, things like that. They need to be able to explain what the project's going to be, and then adjoining property owners are notified of the request. And also signage is placed on the property explaining that there's going to be a public hearing request. And then the BZA has a meeting, and then the BZA put various conditions on the request, you know. For example, you know, for landscaping, for buffering, for lighting, things like that. The BZA can put normal conditions for the request. And then if the BZA approves that request, only that particular conditional use can happen. And so it's not a zoning change. So like if something fell through, you can't put a restaurant there, for example. It just reverts back to farmland if that particular use doesn't happen. And so it's not a zoning change. It's limited to that one particular or conditional use.
Yeah. So the BZA could, you know, setbacks, like you said, landscaping.
Setbacks, landscaping, lighting, all yeah. sorts of.
And any overlay districts that are currently in place, like up and down 20A or Monclova Road, those would all stay in place as well?
Those would all stay in place as well.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't have any other further questions.
I have no questions.
Nope, you made it very clear.
All right. Are there any members of the audience with us here that would like to speak either before or against the proposed text amendment? All right, seeing none, I'll make a motion to close the public testimony portion of the public hearing.
Second.
Second by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Okay, I think as we discussed earlier, we don't have any specific applicants in place. We are just trying to get ahead of this. It's already been approved by the Zoning Commission has discussed it. Was there any concerns, Eric, that any of members of the Zoning Commission? I know we have their minutes here.
We had one member who was just concerned where they could possibly go. And I explained, you know, that that being a conditional use allows you to put a lot of restrictions on where what something can be. And so I explained how just if it was a regular zoning change, like let's say you just change something to some kind of industrial use, that opens up any kind of industrial use. So anything, you could have a stamping plant or something that's loud, for example, some kind of loud manufacturing process. And I explained how having a conditional use with NAR limits it to one particular use with like conditions. So there was one member who had some concerns, and I addressed all those concerns during the meeting, but we did have one member.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point with a condition or a zoning change. Let's say if we put it in industrial zoning,
yeah,
and whatever for reason, you know, another project comes in. It could be a factory. It could be a whatever.
Right. Could be something
without the conditions. Yeah. Without
exactly.
Conditions, right.
If something would come up related to data centers, this does go to the Board of Zoning Appeals. It never comes back to the Board of Trustees.
That's,
we're making this a conditional use, and everything under conditional use sits at the Board of Zoning Appeals. So it's a big responsibility, and I imagine that zoning board member was looking more for information and education, and
yeah,
that should continue at all times, Eric, that we should keep our zoning boards up to date on information and details that help them grow as commissioners. So
I agree.
All right. Trudy, you have any other questions?
No, that's pretty self-explanatory. Thank you, Eric. You did a nice job explaining the conditional use and converting back and where it goes from this board.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. With that, then, I'll make a motion to approve file Z17C386, adding data centers to our AR zoning as a conditional use.
I am just comparing your motion to the zoning board motion. Tell us, Eric.
Good, yeah, we need to clean that up.
We need to do 1 through 4 and A and B.
I'm just looking at what they wrote real quick. Let's see.
And maybe that's all just you putting the details in the minutes.
If they didn't make any changes, could it be as presented?
Yeah, they made no changes at all. They just approved it as is. They made no changes. So
which is what you just said,
yeah,
right, Chuck?
Yeah.
Okay. Then
I didn't note the section 4.2c, but as Arizona.
It is here too. So then I second the motion made.
On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right. With no other items for us for this special meeting, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Second by Lang. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. And now I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Yes.